This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Right now we do the news. Shelly is here with that. What's going on out in the world?
Yeah, well, snow is definitely the top story. I'll tell you about that. And he thought he was going to surprise his parents with his homecoming, but they surprised him. I'll explain. It's all brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More, the best selection and service in the 757. For locals, by locals. So we got a winter weather advisory, a winter storm warning, school closings, HRT closings, COVID vaccine center closings, both North Carolina and Virginia under states of emergency, and there's not even that much snow on the ground yet. A dusting to an inch is what came down last night, with most of it melting on contact. But that was just the first part of the storm coming through. Part two, the main event, happens tonight. Governor Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency in Virginia yesterday, saying that this weather system is expected to last through Saturday and have, and I quote, significant impacts on travel conditions. Cough, cough, 95 from a couple of weeks ago when everybody was stuck.
Yeah, yeah, I-95, not N-95. You should be wearing one, though.
True. Yes. Make sure you get the letter in there. The state of emergency allows the Commonwealth to mobilize resources and to deploy people and equipment to assist in response and recovery efforts. So the latest forecast on this main event is we're expecting cloudy skies through the middle part of the day. And then this afternoon and into the evening, the moisture moves back into the area. Yeah. Models are pointing towards snowfall. It'll continue into the overnight hours. Now, the numbers some of the models were showing have backed off a bit, more on the 3 inches side of things. But the higher resolution model does predict around 5 to 6 inches for some spots of Chesapeake and Virginia Beach. The totals they're still predicting are what Craig Mueller told us yesterday when he called in from 13 News Now. We had him on the show. He said between 3 and 8 inches.
That still seems to be it. Yeah.
Yep, that seems to be it. 2 to 5 is the number over most of us on the maps that you'll see people sharing on Facebook.
Yeah, so the further inland, the less snow. That seems to be the trend.
Yeah. And as they said, it's not going to be the biggest snowstorm we've ever seen, but a decent little snowfall. I mean, 3 inches is no joke around
here.
Sure,
and it's coming up from the south. So if you're on the south side, you're going to get the worst of it.
That's right. Yep.
That's what they say.
Now for today, temperatures will remain in the low 30s and upper 20s. Wind chill staying in the teens for today. So, yeah, anything that was a puddle, like you were saying, anything that was a puddle last night or usually is a puddle.
Could be icy this morning.
Definitely. Yeah. By the way, if you were planning on going to Monster Jam today, it has been rescheduled to Sunday evening. Tickets for the show will work Sunday evening or can be exchanged for the earlier performance on Sunday or even Saturday's show.
Yeah, you know those monster trucks, they just don't work in this bad weather. You know what I mean? They're big knobby tires and overpowered engines.
Right. Yeah. Now, also in the news today, sadly, Meatloaf, the rock superstar loved by millions for his Bat Out of Hell album, and for such theatrical, dark-hearted anthems as Paradise by the Dashboard Light and Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, has died at the age of 74. Now, that's how the Associated Press put it, but I dare say I Would Do Anything for Love was probably his biggest
hit. But I won't
hit.
Do that.
Yeah.
Well, I would do anything.
I'm surprised they didn't lead with that.
I don't know.
A family statement on his official Facebook page says that the Dallas-born singer named Marvin Lee Adey, but known as Michael before Meatloaf, died last night. Quote, our hearts are broken to announce that the incomparable Meatloaf passed away tonight with his wife Deborah by his side. Daughters Pearl and Amanda and close friends have been with him throughout the last 24 hours. We know how much he meant to so many of you, and we truly appreciate all the love and support as we move through this time of grief and losing such an inspiring artist and beautiful man. We thank you for your understanding of our need for privacy at this time. From his heart to your souls, don't ever stop rocking.
Right.
Meatloaf.
Well, apparently I Would Do Anything for Love was on the next album. Bat Out of Hell is like one of the best-selling albums of all time. So that's why they referenced the songs from that album, because it had this impact. But I Would Do Anything for Love was on the next album, Bat Out of Hell 2.
Oh, yeah.
Just saw it. Thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah. Well, elsewhere today, there's a TV moment that was going viral because it was crazy. A West Virginia TV news reporter was hit by a car while doing a live broadcast. She quickly got back up and finished her report because she's a professional badass like that. Mm-hmm. Her name is Tori Yorgi. She's a reporter. She worked for WSAZ-TV. She has since moved on to another station, but she was delivering her broadcast at the scene of a water main break when a car hit her from behind, took her down. Listen to how hard it hit her.
Three's Tori Yorgi joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, now we're starting to experience water main breaks.
Oh my God. I just got hit
hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! I'm okay. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
One woman band. You're okay, Jory?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you, sure
you are so sweet and you are okay. It is all good.
Now, she was okay, as you heard. She hopped right back up, reset her cameras, but she is, for that first 30 seconds or so, coddling the woman who hit her. Like, she's, I was hit like this before. I'm okay. You're so sweet. I'm surprised she took so much care of the lady who hit her. Let the lady know she's okay. The driver apologized to Tori as Tori readjusted her camera and her lights.
Tori, you didn't even see the car.
Oh, God.
Coming.
That woman was so nice, though.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to. It was an accident. I know it was. And I'm okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah, now she was clearly thrown off, though, as you would be. Yeah.
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes.
And now she's handling it amazingly, because you can, when you see her, you can see she's clearly thrown off.
Well,
she's
of course
trying
to be thrown off.
She's trying to catch her breath.
Right?
I mean, you know, your heart skipped like 17 beats. You just got hit by a car and taken to the ground.
Yeah.
And
I'm surprised she's not asking for a minute.
Yeah.
Bob, give me a minute here. And Bob's not trying to, he keeps asking her questions like she's okay to go.
It almost looks like she assumes he's going to give her a minute at some points, because she's looking off to the side. She's like,
yeah.
At one point, she, you know, does that thing where you bend over and you put your hands on your thighs, kind of take a deep breath in, kind of thing.
Collect myself.
Yeah, but he keeps asking her questions and she keeps going. Now, today is actually Tori's last day on the job there. She's scheduled to start at a Pittsburgh station in February. She did go on to deliver the rest of the water main break report. And the anchor guy there is getting bashed on social media for being unsympathetic. But he did quickly ask if she was okay. So,
all right, so a friend of mine posted of this, and I really don't know what we're going to hear in this. It appears to be a follow-up to that original story, and it is the girl, the reporter, who's now in the studio somewhere else, and the anchor in a split-screen situation rehashing it, and there's some debate over whether or not this is a chance for her to tell her story or a chance for them to get him out of trouble.
Oh.
Something. Tori joins us now from the studio in Charleston. And Tori, you gave us all a scare, of course. But the most important news,
absolutely,
you're okay.
Tim.
You're okay.
Exactly, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I had so many people reach out to me, and I really appreciate it. It was definitely a crazy moment, and after that happened, I do want to say my boss took me to the hospital. I did get checked out. Everything is okay. No broken bones, just a little bit of soreness, but it's all good.
She is getting them out of trouble right now.
You know, it was just so fast. I didn't even see that car coming. I had no idea.
Yeah. That's one of those situations, and I think a lot of people were caught off guard by it. I actually, myself, couldn't even see it on the monitor, which is a little small monitor over to the side. I could only hear it through my earpiece.
Yeah. Here's why I'm an
unsympathetic
a-hole.
And I didn't know what happened. I see you kind of go off camera, or maybe somebody had moved the camera, and then all of a sudden, you're saying you had been hit by a car and that you were okay right away, which was just a stunning for, I think, everybody here and everybody involved here at the station. We were all in just stunned silence.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
And you know,
yes.
He's acting so hardcore. Like, did you see
where
my
God.
He closed his eyes like,
I was
can't
so concerned.
Because
I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I know we're a feeder market and you're leaving us for a larger TV station somewhere else. I'm thinking to myself, damn it, I wish I was her. I should have left here years ago. But no, I'm still here in small town WSAZ, and I'm just doing my job. And you know what? People like you, you're a dime a dozen. You kids get out of college, come through here, and then move on to your big TV station job somewhere else. Son of a bitch.
I mean, did I say that out loud?
I was totally concerned, is what I meant.
Yeah.
Of course I'm teasing the guy, but but it's like, come on, man.
I mean, he is playing it up like, oh, I'm so
He is
sorry.
Really explaining himself for the crowd there.
Yes, that's fantastic.
This is, she must still be working for the same company. That happens quite often where they move you to a bigger town or a different market. But you still work for the same employer, because they have her on split screen from another city. where she's at her new job, apparently.
I will say, she's pretty great. She is able to think quick and speak well.
Yeah.
She did all right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And as she pointed out, she had to get the company out of trouble. They took me to the hospital
immediately
to
after.
Be checked out. We don't just take your word for it.
Right. Well,
which is a good idea, actually.
Back here, it wasn't a reporter that got hit. It was a fire truck, as News 3 reports that one person's been charged with reckless driving after Virginia State Police say a Virginia Beach Fire Department engine, which was responding to a crash on 264 last night, was rear-ended. Now, the first crash was a single vehicle accident. It was on 264 eastbound, right out west of the old toll plaza.
Yeah.
WTKR.com says the vehicle involved in the crash was facing the wrong direction. It was blocking the traffic lane and shoulder. So they brought out a Virginia Beach Fire Department engine, and it was blocking the crash scene. You've seen this happen before, and it did its job. I guess the 2004 Honda Accord didn't see it because it came right up on this fire truck, rear-ended it.
Oof.
No firefighters were in the truck when it was hit. The driver of the Honda was not hit. They were identified, was not hurt in the accident is what I meant to say, and was charged with reckless driving.
Oh, that Honda's just got to be toast.
Yeah, the Honda has to be toast at this point. Now, here's another story that's going around.
Okay.
A Colorado soldier's plan to surprise his parents during military leave backfired when he surprised them with his homecoming and caught mom and dad getting it on.
Oh, man.
Video of the incident's going viral. We were surprised and beyond embarrassed. Joseph, who's 20, showed up unannounced at their home after spending 2.5 years stationed in Germany.
Yeah.
Quote, we had no clue that our son Joseph was coming home on his R&R. He told his sister Josephine, the camera lady, that he wanted to surprise us. That's what the mom said. Mm-hmm. She said she and her husband, Richard, age 54, were getting it on when the door suddenly got kicked open. And the footage you see online, Joseph can be seen just going right into the room, kicking it open, whereupon he starts gasping, oh, no, 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 no. The moment reportedly traumatized Joseph so badly he spent the remainder of his time off with his girlfriend and sister. Mom explained he texted and called daily but avoided coming over to the house, and we were okay with it because we needed him to enjoy his R&R and not be scarred by what he saw.
Wow. So where are mom and dad getting after it then?
Like in the middle of the afternoon or something.
Well,
you know?
I don't even mean that. It's like if you walked in my house, you wouldn't see me naked unless I'm like right in the living room just getting after it on the coffee table.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you walk
that's
back
gonna
to their,
scar me so
yeah,
bad.
If you walk back to their bedroom, then that's on you, dude.
That is your fault.
Actually, the whole thing's on you. That's their house.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They seem to be empty nesters
at this
point.
What are you doing? Yes. Let me tell you, on behalf of empty nesters everywhere, it's game on. It could be the middle of Sunday afternoon. It's game on.
Yeah, you bring a surprise.
Yes.
Yep. You better announce your intentions. Check. Yes. You better check before you
I'm
walk
those
through.
Locks changed one more time.
Yeah.
One more time.
Well, that brings us to the M&M's story I've been trying to get through all morning. You get your sexist M&M's out of here. M&M's announced that they changed the characters in their commercials to make the lady M&M's less sexist. Apparently, they've been getting complaints about this for a while now. The green M&M used to wear sexy knee-high boots.
Really?
And now she's in sneakers. And the brown M&M, I think that's the one that had glasses, wore stilettos, but now she's in a chunkier heel that's supposed to be more professional and less, you know, strippery or whatever. They're also more supportive of each other in the ads. Were they catty before? Because I never really noticed that. According to the green M&M's bio on the M&M's website, it now says she enjoys being a hype woman for her friends. And Brown's bio says she's not bossy. She's just the boss. M&M's put out a statement that says that they wanted to update their tone to be more inclusive, welcoming, and unifying.
Wow. We are working hard here. So somebody listened to a little bit too much internet chatter. You know what I mean? They shouted them down somehow. Somebody didn't like it.
Got to make these M&M's less sexy.
That's right.
Clearly a problem here.
Son of a bitch.
So we got a chance of snow this morning, although most of that's moved out of here. Cloudy for the rest of the day, a high in the upper 20s, north winds 15 to 17 miles per hour, gusts as high as 26, as snow moving back in this afternoon and this evening. For Friday night, it just says snow, period.
Okay.
A low down around 26, and then that snow moving out tomorrow morning. We'll have partly sunny skies throughout the day. Highs only around 32, so it looks like the snow will stick around through tomorrow. As we get into Sunday, though, mostly sunny skies, highs near 40. Right now, we're at 28 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, thank you.